This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
JPC, Aaron, it's me, Adel, from the future. And don't say like, what, 2 years?
No, come on.
Are you 42? Nice. High five me, JPC.
No. Yeah, absolutely high five, because it sounds like you're maybe like one day in the future.
I'm 83.
That, you old fucking bastard.
Come on. Don't kick my cane out from under me.
Kick, my knees.
I'm here to warn you. You goobers. Goobers?
Oh.
Who says goobers? I guess an old man does. Listen up, you goobers.
So you're still the same, huh?
I'm here to warn you. You must stop doing Hey Riddle Riddle. Pivot into different podcasts. Otherwise, you'll end up like me. Pulls back face to reveal skeleton.
What do you mean?
What?
How can you do that?
If you keep doing the podcast, your skin will come loose, and you'll be able to pull it back like a curtain. Isn't that crazy?
I guess. I mean, it sounds like, by the way, sorry that happened to you, but it sounds like Aaron and I, like, Aaron's probably got like a decade before, like, she could do it for, and I have maybe like 7 years
before we
get to that level.
I guess I should say, I should come clean, don't say it, in the future, only I have this problem. You two are fine. You're incredibly successful.
Do I have a pool? Do I have a butler?
No, Aaron. You have 2 pools and 10 butlers. You have a pool for each butler. Well, no, you have 2 pools and 10 butlers.
What marriage am I on?
And do I have 1 soaking wet butler? Because that is my dream.
Aaron, you're on marriage 3 to Shawn Mendes. And JBC, you have 10 soaking wet butlers. But not in the way that you think.
Aaron, first marriage is for love. Second marriage is for money. Third marriage is to Shawn Mendes. That's what everybody says.
The first marriage was to Sean Green. The second
Seth Green's cousin
was to Seth Green. And the third was to Shawn Mendes. You went Sean, Seth, Sean.
All right, well, get out of here, you little weirdo.
All right, bye-bye.
Kick,
okay.
I'm married to
Lyle Lovett if you care. Bye-bye.
Nah.
Crawls back into a hole. Hey guys, what did I miss? I was grabbing a coffee.
Some weirdo.
You wouldn't believe us if we told you.
You goobers. I would believe you.
Adel, did you bring anyone with you?
No, but I'm noticing a little skin tag right by the base of my neck. Oh, actually, I did run into someone at the coffee shop. I went to Caribou Coffee, if you care, you goobers. Do you remember Thomas Sanders? We had him on a Patreon episode, and it was a GD blast.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
What was that, like April 2022?
Aaron, do you want an autograph or a picture or something? I enjoy you as well.
No, not...
Hey, Thomas, do you mind coming over here?
Hey, yeah. I just was coming from the coffee shop. You dragged me all the way over here. I said I had an engagement, but I decided to come because I'm afraid of saying no to things.
That's so
congratulations! An engagement?
You seemed way more interested in the coffee shop. You seemed way more interested in coming on, but okay.
Yeah. I'm really trying to figure out, you know, a way to get a special power to peel back my face like a curtain exposing bones. I think that would be a pretty cool X-Men power.
Yeah, I don't know if... I'm not sure how hard up the X-Men are, but I don't know if revealing a skull behind your face is a power.
Yeah. It would disarm a lot of people, and then the other X-Men would come through.
Yeah, although I just watched the guy kill himself in front of me. He just ripped his face off.
Although I guess we are just describing Red Skull.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Thomas, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. I officially made it. The official Hey Riddle Riddle show itself. Is this a step up or a step down from the Patreon? I don't... I've been wondering.
It's a lateral stumble.
It's a lateral stumble.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you all for inviting me.
Yeah, of course, Thomas.
I'll say this. The Patreon's the better show. That's the better show.
We all know.
But the main feed has its own allure, too. It's, you know, here we are stuck in riddle hell, whereas on the Patreon, you know, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
We're free.
Something about this main show just keeps me coming back to it.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people in the, like, out there know, but I'm, like, a huge fan of the show. For anybody that hadn't listened to the Patreon episodes, which you should. You should support these people. Mm-hmm, I'm a huge fan of this show, so it's an honor to be here.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
It's
I can't tell if you're being
crazy.
Sarcastic, but thank you.
he's been doing air quotes. No, yeah, the whole time.
Thomas, I have two questions for you. One is just a curiosity, and one is what we ask our guests when they come on the main feed. So, what is
Where
your relationship?
Where were you on January
6th? We got him.
I need my lawyer.
There we go.
What is your relationship with riddles and puzzles, escape rooms, things of that nature? Are you a fan? Do they frustrate you?
You know, I really, like I said to myself, they were going to ask this question and I still didn't prepare an answer. I do love riddles. I especially love them when I get them. I love escape rooms. I'm a huge escape room head. We just got done with the toughest escape room in our town with 7 minutes to spare.
Whoa.
Murder on the Orient Express. It was very good. But I think I'm like most people who listen to this show. When I know the answer to the riddles, I'm like, this is so easy. But there are so many riddles that stump me, and it just frustrates me.
Interesting, Thomas, that you said you're a big escape room head when we, the community, call ourselves scapegoats.
Really?
Interesting you don't know that terminology. Interesting.
Yeah. No, I literally try to get myself into all the escape room parties and escape room chat rooms, and nobody's accepting my offer.
Try dropping scapegoats, and I think you'll find that the wheels are greased.
And as a man who has had escape room head multiple times in my life, I do have to say we call ourselves scapegoats.
Is that an entirely different thing, escape room head?
Sir, uh-oh. Please try and solve the puzzles. Please stop. Please do this at a hotel.
Sir.
Does this get me an extra clue?
I have an hour. I paid for an hour.
This hole is here for something.
I'm the guy that finds the hole in the escape room first and says, I'll work on this puzzle.
Not a puzzle. And my other question I have for you, and then I'll get to the riddles. It's just something I want to ask you. Why is your speaking voice so amazing? Did you want to be like a newscaster when you were a kid? Were you obsessed with like animated shows? Why do you have just like the best speaking voice?
It's wild hearing people say that because I never think about that. And if you ask my mom, she'll be like, it's nothing special because she gets tired of it all the time. But I will say I have had such a dream to be a voice actor for not so much like I wouldn't want to host things. I feel like if you start out as a host, you stay as a host for forever, like on a game show. But like I would love to voice like a cartoon or a superhero or something like that. And I've finally got representation last year, so I'm finally on the way to doing something about that.
Thomas, just to kind of give you a leg up with whoever might be listening, because we have a wide reach, way wider than you could ever imagine. Maybe give us you might want to voice a superhero. Why don't you use your regular speaking voice with a little bit of affectation and give us your best Wolverine in case, because I know they're rebooting the 90s classic animated X-Men. So give us your best Wolverine so you can get that audition out there.
Perfect. Okay. I could do this all day. That's a Wolverine quote, right?
Holy shit.
I don't know if Wolverine would ever say that's a Wolverine quote. That might have been... I guess
what
one time
we were
in the comics.
For
that was when he was really trying to figure it out.
Yeah, one time in the comics, he did say, "Hey, bub, that's a Wolverine quote."
he turns to frame like a Deadpool. We were looking for more like Snick, 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 or Snick, or Snick, Snick. Snick,
I love that. Yeah. I love that old Nickelodeon segment. Snick, Snick. Maybe eventually there will be a DC superhero that directly conflicts with the Riddler, and I'll be able to prove my riddle-solving skills here and now.
Yeah, yes. I think Grant Morrison is writing Voice Man. It's a new character, just a, sort of a syrupy sweet voice, just really nice, really soothing.
Voice Man. Yeah, we're out of fucking ideas.
I will Uno reverse card this to all of you, though, because I think you all have freaking fantastic voices. Aaron, your singing voice is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cry. You better be careful.
It is true.
That's a dead stop.
I know. Sorry, should I not be throwing compliments around? I shouldn't be throwing at the beginning.
No, Thomas,
of the show.
Sorry, I'm a little emotional right now. I'm just trying to unpack what you said. So the three of us have great speaking voices, and Aaron has a great singing voice.
Yes.
I know for a fact JPC and I have both rapped and done spoken word.
Yes, that's
song singing, talk singing.
If you all put your incredible rhyming skills together with Aaron's singing voice,
still
you would be
doubling down on
the Voltron of an incredible performance.
Okay. Thomas, you must have missed the episodes where JPC and I do cake songs and we're trying the hardest with our singing voices.
No, I do love those. You guys could do, because there's all those singing the songs that have the little rap verse in the middle. It'd be an incredible, eclectic array of performance.
You know what? I don't need to compliment. I'm confident enough in my singing voice.
Why are you crying?
None of this matters to me.
Why are you crying, then?
It doesn't affect me.
There's tears in your mouth.
I'm crying because I'm twisting my leg hairs real hard, Aaron. I told you I'm trying to braid them right now because I'm going to a party later.
Fair enough.
Do one of my normal little stretches. She left me roses by the stairs. Surprise, she cares.
Whoa.
Oh,
that'll don't do
out.
This.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, well, let's get to some riddles. you don't have to solve them, Thomas, if you don't want to. You can, make a pancake or something.
What am I... You're right. I just want to be on here to observe like I normally do with the episodes.
You're auditing. You're auditing.
No pressure. Yeah.
A little clipboard.
These are from Kip, and Kip, these are amazing. They sent in some. If you're on the internet, you're gonna love these, and I know we are all on the internet because here we are. These are photograph meme format riddles.
Okay,
I'll show you what I meme right now. Okay, how to explain these. Okay, so you know how people will replace look at this photograph with like look at this graph or whatever. these are going to rhyme with graph. But you have to sing it in the voice. I think that the best way to get into this is to just give you an example.
Yes.
Of it. And then, but when you answer it, you have to do your best impression of the voice.
Okay, Nickelback voice. Got it.
So does everyone remember what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Look at this Sugar Ray singer making his mark as the host of Extra and Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Okay.
So this would be, look at this Mark McGrath.
Yes. Perfect.
That's okay. It. Got it.
Do we have to puzz in or if we're just volunteering as we go?
Oh, you're keeping us honest. I love it. We have to puzz in. We have to puzz in.
Oh, then puzz.
No, great. It's too late. Adel,
what? Then I guess we don't have to buzz in.
So we deduct points from Adel.
Yeah. Adel loses points. Hey, fuck you. You lose points.
Thomas, you're teacher's pet, and I'm loving it.
Should we puzz in?
Just keeping everybody honest in this room.
Okay, excuse me, next one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Before we answer questions in class, should we compliment teacher's hair and teeth?
Teeth. Ew, weird. Sit further away from me, JPC.
Hey, the farther back, the better the teeth, baby. I'll sit in the back of the class. It's okay. It's all teeth to me.
All right, next.
Miss Aaron, I saw JPC came in and he did not wash his hands after going to the bathroom.
Thank you, Thomas. Gold star. Next to your name. Look at this long-necked creature that can't reach the leaves on the tall Sahara
tea trees. He almost did it again.
Look at this big giraffe.
Wait,
for the specific kind of giraffe.
Look at this long-necked creature that can't reach the leaves on the tall Sahara tree.
Look at this small giraffe.
You didn't pause, JPC.
I didn't pause. I didn't pause.
Adult, this is a learning moment for you.
I hate this and I'm going home. Shit, I'm already here. Never mind. I'm still going. Pause.
I think JPC. Thomas.
Look at this short giraffe.
I will take it. We would have also taken small giraffe.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, ready? Look at this additive for a creamier coffee experience.
Buzz.
A puzz.
Adol.
I think he said buzz. I think this motherfucker said
Sorry,
buzz.
Hold on.
Can we already have one Thomas in the class, JPC. Right? Thank you very much.
Just to defend myself, I am no longer playing. I am watching Toy Story. And when I watch Toy Story, I yell at the screen. JPC, you wanted to answer?
I was going to say... Look at this soy carafe.
That's funny. I'll give you a point, but that's not what we're looking for. What else can you put in your coffee?
Puzz? I'm not going to say my dick,
Thomas.
Look at this strong decaf.
All right. We're on the right track here.
Okay.
Adam, do you want to try?
There's nothing that's more
Damn,
of an oxymoron
is than strong.
It's a strong decaf.
That'll wake you up, kind of.
I guess. Adol.
Look at this sweet and low.
Nope. Look at this half and half.
Half and half.
Kip, these are amazing.
Man. Yeah, this is good.
All right, next one. Look at this signature on the front of my playbill.
Puzz.
I think I heard JPC first.
Okay. Hold on.
He doesn't know it.
No, I'm just trying to think of a look at Leah Michelle's autograph.
Yeah, there's too many syllables, but she autograph.
She does plays, though, right? That's what she does.
She does plays.
I'm begging you to Google something.
I just need an actor who has like a real short
the
name.
Wickedly talented.
No, can't do that.
Would you also have accepted, look at this John Hancock?
That really rolls off the tongue.
Look at
this employee pitching us their products.
An employee pitching products.
Employee pitching products.
Mm-hmm.
This one is hard, I think.
It's a photograph, okay, but it's an employee pitching
so Mad Men. John
so Hamm. What part of your employees sell
staff,
things?
Staff.
Yeah, PR staff. Oops, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, no slap on the wrist for Thomas.
Yeah, I'll submit myself to detention for you, Miss Aaron.
He's my son.
Ooh, teacher, you forgot homework. That's Thomas.
We got to keep going. So look at this sales staff. That's what that one
sales
is.
Sales staff.
Look at this baby animal strutting through the barnyard with delusions of grandeur.
Puzz, look at this tall giraffe.
No.
Damn it.
Puzz.
Yes, Thomas.
Look at this dreamy calf.
I'll take it. They used pompous calf, but I love what you said. Also, that's how I would describe myself, as a baby animal strutting through the barnyard with illusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
I read that and I was like, that's me.
Aaron, is it okay if I pre-puzz in?
Yes.
Pre-puzz can see you, pregnant.
Yeah, there you go.
I believe the next one is going to be along the lines of Shakespeare. Look at this guy, Falstaff.
Oh,
nice.
Okay, you get a point.
Pre-pause. Can I pre-pause as well?
Yes.
Because I think the next one is going to be, look at this Steffi Graf. And it's going to be something about like a professional tennis player, something.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You get negative 10 points.
Okay, I beg you to Google Steffi Graf. And then...
No, you
Talk
get a point.
Talk to me about who's professional.
All right, we're just going to do a couple more. We're going to do a couple more. Look at this arrangement of notes on five lines.
Puzz.
Battle.
Look at this polymath. No.
Puzz.
Thomas.
Look at this music staff.
Yeah, you got it.
Yes.
Look at this early communication device sending a code over wires.
Puzz.
Battle.
Look at this Morse code.
Wow, he got it.
He got it.
Pause. Yes. Oh. I think, JPC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at my dad's pager.
Nope. Thomas, come on. For the steal.
Look at this telegraph.
Yep. You got it.
This is an amazing impression I'm doing right now.
Yeah. We all keep getting better and better at it. It's not slowly melting.
Aaron, I think for the rest of this, for the rest of Kip's riddles, we should all just keep talking in this voice to maintain.
All right. Ow, 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 ow.
Ow, 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 ow.
I didn't sign up for this.
I'm Avril Lavigne.
This is the last one. Look at this catchphrase on Mel Blanc's tombstone. That's all, folks.
Look, Puss.
Addle?
Look at this epitaph.
You got it.
Wow.
And then Kip says, I hope you enjoyed and or hated these. I'd be happy with either.
Look
so
at
Kip
this
gets
porky
it.
Pig. Wait, Mel Blanc is dead? Aaron, can we have a moment of silence?
Daffy Duck.
All right, so I have new riddles from Kai.
She's making this up.
Nope.
I can see the sweater on
her forehead. Yeah. you can say my name. And I have some homemade puzzies I came up
Aaron.
With for the podcast. Yes.
Oh, I was just responding to you saying I could say your name.
Yeah. Oh. I tested them with my family to see if they were good, and they were stumped. But maybe they're just not as smart as you all. I don't think that.
So hold on.
Be.
I tested them on my family. It failed. So now I'm sending them to you.
Yes. And then also,
we got to tell some people about the scientific process because that ain't it. Honey, that is not science.
Also, can you make a quick shout out to my mom, Erin, no relation, because I think it would make her day. And I swear I didn't write this. This is real.
Do people with the same first name, are they typically related? They typically share some sort of relation?
Yeah, maybe I am related to your mom, Erin. But anyways, hi, Erin.
Wow.
Do you like being a mom? No, don't answer that.
Did Kai say that their mom was a listener?
I don't think so.
Ooh, so what the fuck is this shout out?
Yeah, that's an important obstacle to overcome.
Well, Aaron, if you do hear this, hi. Great.
Lovely. I just want a Kai. Sugar.
All right, first one.
I appreciate that.
His mind is broken, but everyone's is. His heart is longing, but not for a kiss. He might have enough, but for him, it's not plenty. His brother is jealousy, but his name is...
Monty.
Ed Sheeran.
And Thomas, we told you before in the email, not every answer is going to be Ed Sheeran.
Oh, but at least one's got to be.
Keep trying.
His brother is jealousy Sheeran.
Aaron, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. My brain was still thinking that these were rhyming Mark McGrath puzzles.
I'll read it again.
So this
Jealousy Sheeran might sound a little something like this. She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with my fucking asshole brother, fucking dickhead. That's my Jealousy Sheeran.
I would listen to that, honestly.
Yeah, but not bad, honestly. All right. Can you give it to us one more time, Aaron?
His mind is broken, but everyone's is.
Okay.
His heart is longing, but not for a kiss. He might have enough, but for him, it's not plenty. His brother is jealousy, and his name is...
Okay.
It doesn't really rhyme with plenty, so don't get...
Yeah,
I think
his mind is broken, but everyone's is.
Aaron, I don't know if this gentleman has a name, but I believe that this is... Actually, I think his first name is just Operation.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy from Operation. He has a butterfly in his stomach. His
what do you think his life
wishbone.
Is like?
Hell.
He keeps swallowing stuff he shouldn't be swallowing.
Can you imagine just for eternity being awake for surgery for over 65 years?
Yeah, I don't know why they have him awake looking down at all of the things we're doing to him.
Just let him die. It's almost like Sisyphus.
Yeah.
He's just
all
eternally...
those things wrong with him. Nobody's looking at his nose. Hey, we're touching all these other parts of him and his nose lights up. That's a problem.
Yeah. Clearly, huge problem.
Clearly he's an offspring of Rudolph. This is Rudolph's son. This poor man. He has stuff in his body he should not have. He's eating.
All right, I got to see a scene. I want to see a quick scene. So, Addle, you are. I think you said his first name was Operation.
Yes.
So you are Operation. You are being punished in, like Sisyphus. Sisyphus was the boulder, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're being punished in...
sorry, Sisyphus was the man pushing the boulder.
No, the boulder name of the boulder was the boulder's name is Operation. Your name is Operation. You are in hell, and you are being tortured for all eternity. And you are commiserating with the other people who are in hell being tortured.
Oh, I can't believe this is awful. I mean, I knew hell would be bad, but it just feels terrible.
First day.
No, I've been here for a while, and it's just actually I can't tell how long I've been here, but it's just constantly open heart, stomach, throat. Penis surgery, just constantly surgery.
Oh,
no anesthetic. Yikes. I'm awake the whole time.
I'm wrapping my head around my try. I'm literally
that's
wrapping
your
my head around. That's
your
my
head.
I try to kiss a tree, and now my head just is wrapped around this tree for all eternity. But I'm trying.
Sorry. You tried to kiss a tree.
Look, the tree was coming onto me, man.
I've never heard somebody say they tried to kiss a tree. It seems like a pretty straightforward maneuver.
You think so, but here I am in hell with my noggin twisted all around the thing. What did you do? What did you do to get this punishment?
Well, I was having surgery, and one of the, what do you call them, doctors? One of the doctors put their hand in my mouth, and I instinctively bit down and bit off his fingers. That doctor then turned into, I want to say, Dr. Strange. And so I went to hell when I died.
Wow.
He turned into Dr. Strange?
Are you sure that you're not here because you're a liar?
Why are you here, huh?
Ooh.
Tough guy?
I'm a liar.
Oh.
I lied like all the time.
Oh. So I keep having open surgery constantly.
Yeah.
What's your punishment, liar?
I have a sneeze that just won't come out.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Hold on.
Sure.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
No,
He only made that noise like 3 minutes in.
Yeah, it's obviously that his pants are on fire. I mean, it's the ever-burning pants.
At least I'm not Kyle over there. Kyle, you have it worse than all of us.
Oh, Kyle, what's your deal?
Yeah, I'm subjected to the last season of Glee. I just have to watch the last season of Glee over and over again, and any season other than the first season of Heroes. That's pretty bad.
That is rough.
No.
Yeah, when I was alive, I was just borrowing my friend's Prime account and buying a bunch of seasons of shows without their permission. But that isn't why
damn.
I'm here. I'm just here because I was a user of Amazon. That's pretty much it.
Oh, dang, that'll do it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I tried to go way further than just a kiss with the tree. Just while we're being honest.
We can tell.
No, scene. I don't want to know.
there's a bird's nest on your penis.
You know how people are like remaking everything, like every video game, every board game, we're turning into a movie? I want one with the Operation guy. I want a whole backstory.
You have play the Operation guy?
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Tom Hardy. And I trust anything Michael Bay wants to do with Operation. So,
Aaron, can I blow your mind?
Yeah.
They made a TV show out of it.
What?
It's called Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
No. We fell for it. Thomas, we fell for it.
I really fell for it. I was like, oh, man, what is this?
Well, they made a movie out of Twister. Also made Battleship.
No. Well, that's
true. I think Sorry had a Quibi. Sorry had a Quibi, correct?
Short Bites.
Short Bites.
So, these are from Kai, son of Aaron.
Yes.
What's similar to jealousy but isn't quite jealousy?
Strife. Mm. Regret. Envy.
Greed.
Envy. Envy. You got it.
Envy.
It's envy.
Envy has a broken mind, but everyone's is?
I guess so. Write a poem about it.
I was really stuck on that first line. I think it threw me for a loop.
We got two more riddles from Kai. The working man without an arm, all the people blank. The murdered man who did no harm, all the people blank. The sickly kid who's losing life, all the people blank. The lonely man without a wife, all the people blank.
Pause.
Addle.
These are just lyrics from the Blue Album by Weezer. The workers are going home.
All of the people blank.
The one armed man is blank.
All right. Well, so you got the secret riddle inside the riddle.
Thank you. Do we have to fill in all the blanks?
Or is all the blanks the same word?
They're all the same word.
Can we hear this one more time, Aaron?
Yes. The working man without an arm, all the people blank. The murdered man who did no harm, all the people blank. The sickly kid who's losing life, all the people blank. The lonely man without a wife, all the people blank.
Laugh?
Is it they mourn? Is it that they're...
All the lovely people, where do they...
They empathize?
Is it cuck?
Yeah, it's sort of like the meaner form of empathy.
The meaner form of empathy?
Empathy!
That should be a thing.
Thumpathy.
Scorn is the, it's a meaner judge? Version of empathy.
Ooh, judge.
No, judge. I see where you did that.
We it's all got like excited for that answer.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah,
mock,
right.
Mock.
Oh, pity.
Pity, yes.
Pity.
Oh, pity.
All right, last one. I do wax, but I'm not a candle. I run laps, and I'm hard to handle. Don't say me. I'm fast by all means, but don't try to chase me. I change with the water, but I'm far from the sea. I'm usually a muse in a beautiful frame, and I thought I... And though I have many, what is my name? Thomas.
Is it sounds like Black Rose.
This is Ed Sheeran.
It's the moon.
Or Luna.
Damn it.
They wax. It's sorry. I... Did I jump that to the answer for that
no.
too fast?
I think no, I not at all. I was
sorry. I only
that
know
that
I only know Luna. I actually don't know the word moon. I only know the word Luna. Sorry.
Does that still count, Miss Aaron?
Yes, and you know what? You could head out to lunch early.
Thank Whoa. You.
Well, if Thomas is taking lunch, I want lunch. So why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Thomas Sanders.
I'm walking out with my little wheelie backpack.
You go, Thomas.
Yay!
The best.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Aaron, you seem exasperated.
The same. Blah. I mean, what Adel said.
I just...
What is it? Oh, sweetie, what is it?
I'm cookie, tired. I don't want to be old man puzzle anymore.
Aaron, don't say that.
So much work.
No.
Dom trying to read stupid riddles. Stupid.
Yeah.
Use your words. Use your words, Aaron.
I don't want to do it.
Well, never fear, Aaron, because Voice Man is here, and he's here with the Carousel of Games. And
Grant Morrison's Voice Man. Trademark.
Oh, thank God I didn't want to be old man puzzles for another second. Flops down on Lazy Boy couch, opens magazine, starts to flip through.
No. Come back over here because we need you to help play. No, I'm hoping that these games will bring you all back to life in a little bit. I'm so glad that I get to experiment. Well, not really experiment because I know that you all have an affinity for the games that I'm about to present because I believe each one of these has fit one of your guys' strong points. So I've basically gone back around, because obviously I listen to the show a lot, and I'm also a fan of the Patreon. So I picked three games that I think...
Well, hold on a minute. You said I listen to the show a lot, and I'm a fan of the Patreon. So that means you're not a fan of the main feed episode?
No.
But he listens a lot.
I am.
That's all
I listen
can ask.
A lot. No, can I tell you, sometimes I have put your guy... This is probably TMI, but I have put your show on to as like sort of like white noise for me to sleep to. And
again, not a compliment.
No, it is because it's comforting. I like hearing people talk. But there was that one episode, the first Halloween episode you guys did. You did a story, Adel, where it was like the person who killed their friend and their mom and their, you know, their business partner and threw them down wells, and then they kept disappearing the day after.
Oh,
and I it entered my dream, and I was in that story while you were narrating it, and I had to wake up because I was like, ooh, this was not a good episode to fall asleep to.
Well, Thomas, so if you look at the NDA that we sent you, if you die on an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, you die in real life.
Yeah. But anyway, I hope that these games, I'm going to start because I know we're running through and I'm only going to pick a couple of questions out of each of them. And I hope that you do enjoy them. So we are going to start with one of the games that actually was presented by Sandy first and foremost, which by the way, when Sandy returned, you have to believe I freaking leapt out of my freaking chair when I heard Sandy's voice again. It was the wildest thing for me.
Talk about a guy with a great voice. Now that's
the best.
I know. So this is a game that Aaron, you absolutely killed. And this was the game that he lists the fourth, third, and second ranked thing in a series. And then you have to figure out the category that is being talked about and then give me the number one most of whatever that category is.
Oh, I love this. I'm so excited.
Got it.
Poor
girl. Yes. So I'm going to start with something rather easy, just to kind of get it into the swing of
things. We'll be the judge of whether it's rather easy.
Yeah, that's true. I should not say that. I did play test this with my boyfriend yesterday, and there were definitely some things that he's like, "You got to reword this before
again."
This to people.
Science test it one time, and then it's ready. We all know.
He's like,
"You got to
you got to reword this. This is not play test. This is he's you like, punishing me."
Yeah. I was like, "Do you want me to stop? Do you want me to stop?" Okay, but no, he's fine. All right, so. In fourth place, Bill Gates. In third place, Bernard Arnault and family. In second place, Jeff Bezos.
Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
These are the richest people in the world.
Correct. So what would be number one?
Oh, I don't want to say his name.
You can give a nickname. You can give a nickname, and I will accept it.
This is Oolong Tusk.
Yes, that's it, baby.
And Mr.
Ferguson.
Insecure McTwitter.
Oh, do they have that back on the
all
menu?
Of these. Oh, gosh.
I thought it was going to be most sex tapes and it was going to be Hulk Hogan at the top.
Nice.
I love Bill Gates sex tape.
I was going to say
what you will about the man, but great sex tape.
He leaves the sweater on?
His sex tape, it's both funny and informational.
A lot of floppy disk.
I think my drive's getting hard.
Dude, you're getting a Dell. All
right. You're going to get CD rammed.
We have to stop.
Let's keep going. All right. Let's go to this next one. Fourth place, Bette Davis. Third place, Jack Nicholson. Second place, Katharine Hepburn.
Buzz.
Okay, so this is a list of people who are the Joker, and number one is going to be Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes. Adel?
Is this people who have been nominated for the most Oscars?
Correct. So what would be number one?
Number one would be Meryl Streep?
Correct. You're knocking these out of the park.
I knew it.
I was going to say this was the people who have had songs about their eyes, but I guess just Bette Davis.
Strangely, more songs about Katharine Hepburn's eyes than Bette Davis. So more songs about Jack Nicholson's eyes than Bette Davis, for sure.
Yeah, isn't Spooky Eyes about his eyes?
Hungry Eyes, too.
Ocean Eyes.
Hungry Eyes was about Jack Nicholson. All right. Next one. Fourth place, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Okay.
Third place, Wednesday. Mm. Second place, Stranger Things season four.
Buzz.
That is Aaron.
Most streamed Netflix shows.
Correct. So what would be number one?
Is this of all time?
Squid Game.
This is of all time. And yes, Aaron got that. Boom.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
I will do one more and I'll move on because I really want to make sure that I'm not taking up. I want to get to all three games. All right. This one blew my mind. Fourth place, Incredibles 2.
Mm-hmm.
Third place, Frozen. Second place, Frozen 2.
Pause.
Ooh,
this is this is Pornhub search results, and then the number one has to be step sibling stuck in a dryer.
You were so close. This is RedTube's most watched.
Damn it!
So sorry.
Buzz.
Ooh. That was tight. I'm going to give that to Adel.
Mm-hmm.
This is the highest grossing animated films?
Yes, internationally. So what would be number one?
Number one, I'm going to guess...
Avatar, baby. Avatar.
This is tough because you said it's surprising, so I think it's going to be something like Monster... It's going to be like Monster House or Hotel Transylvania. I'm going to go with Toy Story... No, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to go with Cars.
Ooh. TikTok, two. Motherfucker. Quick.
No, Cars. Not Cars 2. The great guess. Anybody else want to take a stab,
Buzz.
Aaron? Yeah?
I have two guesses.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, he's going to let it happen. Fair. I'm a teacher's pet.
Yeah.
My two guesses are Encanto or Lion King.
Which Lion King?
The first one.
Incorrect.
The second one?
It is the Lion King remake. Is the
How the hell did that happen?
Film, animated film internationally. I know.
I wouldn't even call that animated. I'd call that...
Right.
Yeah.
It's so out of the scope of what you'd consider. But Aaron, you got the closest without going over. So I'll give that point to you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't call it animated. I'd call it ruined.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I was thrown. I was like, whoa. I thought it did well. But yeah, each of those movies, with the exception of Frozen, I guess, were like, you know, helped by its predecessor. Yeah. So I'm guessing that was the thing.
You really have to do a lot with Lion King to make me not want to fuck Nala. And that movie did it. So congratulations, the Lion King.
Those Nala Doomy eyes. Yeah. Okay. So we are moving on to a Patreon game that was introduced within Hey Riddle Station, JPC's narrative, that Adel and Aaron could not get enough of, and neither could I, quite frankly, and it was so much fun putting these together. So JPC, I know that these are pale in comparison to the ones you put together, but now you get to answer them.
I'm excited.
Yeah, this is Tex-Mex. This is the game introduced where basically
this is a great game.
Yeah, I love it. It's genius. You guys put together clues that give you syllables that when you put those syllables together, give you a dish, a food dish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to start with an easy one. And I'll try to narrate it the way that you did, JBC, within Hey Riddle Station, where if you get a clue right, a green light will turn green, and then you will get closer to the game. Okay. Clue number one, nickname for a bachelor's apartment.
Pat.
Clue number two,
It can be seen in forms like four in hand, half Windsor, or full Windsor.
Patai. Patsy, you.
Oh,
you didn't let him finish his little giraffe pad tie.
Pad tie is correct.
Pad tie. Oh,
nice. Da-da. Okay, let's move to another one. It's very semi-easy. Clue number one, a friend to Eeyore and Kanga. Clue okay. number two, in DC, it's a word that can precede a titan.
Is Winnie the first one? Who was it? What was the first
clue? Clue number one, a friend to Eeyore and Kanga.
Eeyore, I don't know who Kanga is. Tigger,
I think it's got to be Pooh, and the second part has to be Oop. So, because it,
this,
and Thomas, you almost got me, because while you can eat it, not technically a food.
Yeah, not technically a food, but I thought you guys would enjoy poop.
Poop.
Before the word titan, it comes before the word titan?
It can precede a titan, which I'm holding up air quotes to all of our listeners.
Okay. Oh, teen. Poutine.
There you go. Poutine.
Yay. Which is, it's this thing, it's this disease going around where people under the age of 20 and older than 12 are just shitting their pants.
Just can't control their bowels. It's the biggest TikTok trend going on right now.
Good for them.
I'm conflicted.
Young people doing their thing.
Oh, no.
Personally, I still love poutine and I love to eat it, but I just don't think what he's doing in Ukraine is right at all. And I'll take my stand there. And I'll say that on the podcast. Shame on you. Mr. Poutine.
My God, he said it. He did
it. Have you ever seen gravy-covered fries on a horse, shirtless?
I love shirtless poutine. All right, let's move to this one that I think Aaron will like. Clue number one, third note in Julie Andrews' music lesson with the Von Trapps.
Okay.
Clue number two, fifth note in Julie Andrews' music lesson with the Von Trapps. Clue number three, this is two syllables, so this is deviating from the usual. Famous Cheers pairing, how it's conventionally phrased, but remove the woman.
Ted Danson?
Puzz.
Puzz. Oh, go Adam.
Is it me so horny?
So close. And I'm, but you do get a bonus point for answering that.
Okay.
Miso Sam?
Oh, miso soup. Miso soup.
No, you got it. Miso is correct. Okay. How do you conventionally say that ideal pairing?
Salmon.
From Cheers?
Salmon Diane.
There you go.
So it's miso salmon. Miso salmon.
There you go.
Nice.
That's an incredible clue.
Miso Woody and Coach. Miso Woody and Coach.
Ooh, a slept on pairing for sure. Okay, this will make you
laugh. Miso Norm.
They weren't there at the same time, idiot.
But that's why it's a perfect pairing, because they complement each other.
The impossible pairing. Okay, I've got two more in this category.
Okay.
Clue number one, your mama gave it to you, and sometimes you have to shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number two, what sometimes comes out of clue number one? Clue number three, what you might call a picture of clue number one. Clue number four, these toys may have a clue number one, but it's usually non-functioning. I'll repeat if you need me to.
I cannot tell you the labyrinth of terrors that is my brain right now.
What is going on?
Ass shit selfie Barbie?
Nope, but I was hoping for this.
Something like butt poop, something genitals.
Okay.
Green light goes up for the first clue.
But.
Yes.
Okay, but.
Butternut squash.
No, that's great, but you're very close with the second syllable. Think of other words other than
butter.
Shit.
Butter noodles.
There you go.
Noodles.
Butt turd nude dolls.
Nice. Butt turd nude dolls.
I would like some butt turd nude dolls, mother.
You should win an Emmy for this. I don't know how, but I think it should count.
Thank you.
A daytime Emmy.
Let's not dream too big. Yeah, I said that was the one to my boyfriend. He goes, booty shit? I loved that one. Nude dolls. Yeah. And yes, there are some dolls that poop themselves. I know that those were, we all remember those from the 90s commercials.
Hell yeah.
You have to change their diaper.
I had a bunch of Batmans that pooped themselves.
Just so yeah. I
that wasn't
I
supposed to happen, JP.
I don't know if that was supposed to happen.
No, Mattel fucked me.
I loved in the 90s that a lot of toys were just full-time jobs.
Tamagotchi
Neopets. Dolls that shit themselves.
Yeah. So funny.
Easy bake ovens. Have fun
yourself for motherhood. Okay, last one for this category.
Okay.
Clue number one, a yes from a pirate.
Yarr.
Clue number two. Sorry, that's so funny. No, that's not right.
Oh.
it's the other yes from a pirate.
Yeah. There you go. Green light on that one. Clue number two. A famous Munch painting, or Munch, Edward Munch painting.
Ice cream!
Clue number three. That green light on that one. Clue number three, not liked by Anakin Skywalker. And clue number four, Glinda explains to Dorothy that only bad ones of these are ugly. But not 2 seconds earlier, Glinda had asked Dorothy if she was a good one of these or a bad one of these, thus implying Glinda took Dorothy for a plain-faced, maybe pretty, maybe ugly interloper into her neighborhood, scorching Dorothy with subtle shade that she won't even realize happened to her until weeks later. But it'll dawn on her.
Keep going.
Well, only until later when it'll dawn on her while working in that colorless farm that she woke up back in. And when that time comes, she will no doubt mutter under her breath, that bubble writing bitch.
Thomas, I love this clue, but I don't think there's a food called an ice cream Sebulba witch.
Not
that's
yet.
No, I know. That's a,
did Anakin...
Red herring.
Who did he go and kill? Did he slaughter that group? Were they sand people or were they
the guys that go the seal? Yeah, the seal people.
Yeah, those guys. But they have a name and I can't remember. I was I the whole time Thomas
sands,
was talking. I was like, oh
they
god,
are called
what is their name?
Right?
Yeah. Sand, well, there's you're getting though that reference there, that third clue. What I was referring
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's yeah. We got it. I'm just never gonna be able to let this go.
I just wanted to. I definitely wanted to end the game on that one.
That was fantastic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I have one other game. Great. Do you want me to move to the next one?
Yes, but before you do, Thomas.
Okay.
As you so kindly complimented us and Aaron twice earlier.
Uh oh.
I just want to say, Thomas, these are fantastic.
Yeah.
You are very, very good at making riddles and puzzles and games.
Yeah, so you're way better than us.
Thank you so much for the energy and time put into these. And let's go ahead and go to that third game.
Listen,
Tusken Raiders. It was Tusken Raiders.
Under the Tusken Raiders. Do you ever see that movie, Diane Lane?
Beautiful.
Gay and Away.
Oh,
gorgeous.
Under the Tusken Raiders. Just such a great film, Diane Lane.
I don't know if I can stay. I have a life to get back to.
I love it. I want to see it. All right. But yes, I truly, these games were inspired by you all. So thank you to you for the inspiration. All right. We're moving on to the game that is dedicated to Adol. And this is a game that I absolutely loved. This is the costume puns game that you introduced in a Halloween episode. Essentially, this is a lot of them are like before and after. I'll give you a clue that alludes to two different entities, two different characters. And then you have to, there's a connection word-wise that you put them together and it makes a potential fun Halloween costume gimmick. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Yes.
So I'll give you an example and you can buzz in if you would like. The teacher of a bunch of Ninja Turtles who eventually gets his own starring role in the next installment of a famous Tom Clancy video game.
Buzz.
Yes, Adol.
Splinter Cell.
Master Splinter Cell. Correct.
Wow.
Master Splinter Cell.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Okay, you got it? All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's dive into these. The blonde-haired pal of Wayne, who eventually leaves their public access television show and turns to the dark side of the Force.
Buzz.
Adol.
Garth Vader?
Yeah.
Yes. Garth Vader.
Wow, this is exactly how your brain works.
Yeah. How about this one? A man who leaves the dark side in order to travel to Earth and become a country music singer.
A man.
Garth Vader.
Leave the dark side. Oh, is this Garth
Aaron
Brooks?
Correct?
Brooks. Yeah. Garth Brooks Vader.
So, well, you guys have both the clues, so I don't know if I heard it put together.
Anakin Skywalker, Texas Ranger?
Yes.
That's great.
Garth Vader.
Brooks.
That Darth. Yes, you did the other one. It's basically Darth Brooks.
Wait, Thomas, we were never going to get that.
Also known as Chris Paynes.
Yeah, Chris Paynes. Yes. Okay, how about this one? A child napping, flying child who is potentially so old, he may have been the very original landmass of Earth.
I know the second part. I don't know the first part. A napping, flying child?
A child nap, like a child kidnapping, flying child.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Buzz.
Yes.
Lindbergh baby Pangea.
Yeah, now.
At all.
That's what it is. At but
strangely,
what?
That's correct. Yeah. You really read between the lines there.
Hey, I think you're really cute. Your costume is baffling. Keep walking.
I'm the Lindbergh baby Pangea. I don't understand what's so hard about this one.
Kidnapped flying child.
So who took maybe... three British children away to,
Peter Pangea. Aslan.
There you go.
Peter Aslan-gea.
That's great.
He took four kids.
Yes. Okay, let's go do this one.
Pangea, of course.
That sounds like something I'd order at Olive Garden. I'll have the Peter Pangea.
Is that enough for two or?
And there's just so much salt on it.
Yum.
It's like all right. a nice crust of salt.
All right. She was one of the biggest animated ladies of the 1930s, but when she went to work at the fashion magazine Mode, she was heavily shunned for her outward appearance.
Betty Boop.
Betty Boop wears Prada.
It does. You know what?
Snow White.
That you got. So you got Betty Boop, and it's very much the second clue is heavy. Leaning towards The Devil Wears Prada, but it's a kind of a show that was part of the mid-2000s.
Oh, that's Ugly Betty Boop.
Ugly
there
Betty Boop.
There you go, Aaron got it. Yeah, Ugly Betty Boop. All right, let me jump around. Okay. He may be the wise surrogate father of Bruce Wayne, but at least he gets to work with dinosaurs and be a part of the modern Stone Age family.
Alfred Flintstone.
Yeah, Alfred Flintstone. I loved that one. Okay.
It's a living.
It's a living. Perfect. All right. Hey, look, he may be known for killing a bunch of teens at Camp Crystal Lake, but that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve a moment for us to all sing to him about how awesome a guy he is.
Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
Jason Voorhees, a jolly good fellow.
Yeah,
Voorhees,
a jolly good fellow.
Well, that's my favorite one. That is.
Voorhees, a jolly good fellow. Hatchet you to the head.
Adel, that's the riddle answering equivalent of landing a backflip perfectly on your first try.
That was pretty impressive.
I am the Carrie Strug of puns.
I attest to that. All right, last one for this game.
Okay.
He was raised by apes and knows how to swing from vines, but now he's starring in a musical where he has to roller skate.
Puzz.
Oh.
Tarzanadu?
Tarzanadu. That was my personal favorite one.
Delightful. I would watch that.
Guys, Tarzanadu. It has to happen.
Thomas, we will contractually let you go once you do 1,000 more of these.
I will coming right up. I'll work on them.
Tarzanadu.
I have all my best people on it.
It would be stunning.
Starring Olivia Newton-John. Jane Goodall, Fiddler on the Roof. I have nothing.
Well, Thomas, there's something there.
This was a goddamn delight. Thank you so much for coming. Yay. Thank you again for doing specific riddles for all three of us, categories for all three of us, and types of games for all three of us.
I hope you all liked it.
Thomas, we did not. We loved it.
That's so your good. Hope is dashed.
Its brains are dashed.
Damn,
against the rocks.
I was really going for that in the
Thomas, moment. You're such a dreamy guest.
Oh.
Come back anytime you want.
It's my pleasure and honor. This. I love doing this. You all are so freaking fun.
We're sorry we broke your brain and made you get nightmares, but you can't prove it was us, so.
I truly appreciate you allowing me to come in with just having to do one scene. That was nice for my nervous brain.
Yes, perfect.
You got your back.
Also, one scene.
Also, I didn't want to correct you, but earlier you said you put on White Noise. That's not us. That's actually Adam Driver and Don Cheadle, and I think Fuse and that. Thomas, is there anything that you would like to plug for our listeners?
I'll definitely keep it simple. You can find me at just type in my name, Thomas Sanders, on most platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. And we do have a D&D series on our YouTube, which called Role Slaying with Roman, and it's very improv-y, and it's, I think anybody who listens to the show would have a lot of fun watching that series, particularly on our YouTube channel. So yeah, that's it.
Hell yeah. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Check out Sitcom D&D. All three of you have been on it and killed it. Yes. And had very popular episodes that people love a lot. So check that out. Season 3 is coming out very soon. And Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I'll say check out Hello from the Magic Tavern, specifically our Patreon. We just unlocked and released our Shadow City campaign. I think it's a 4-part role-playing game, maybe 3 parts. I think it's 4. But it's DM'd by Anthony Birch, and it's a lot of fun. So give that a listen. You can find us over at Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern or Hello from the Magic Tavern. You'll figure it out. JPC, do you have a review for us or anything special?
No, I'm just finishing up making a Patreon account, whichever one yours isn't, just to see if maybe I can get a little spillover. Patreon.com/magictavern. If it's open, I'm taking it. We do not produce content. Yes, I have a 5-star review that I would like to read. If you want to get a 5-star review read on the show, just go to Apple iTunes wherever you leave reviews. Give us 5 stars, and you might get yours featured on the show. Hell, it worked for JakeyJake6488. Who wrote, my podcast player is broken. Not sure what happened. I've been listening to this show forever. It's usually a glorious combination of riddles and chaos. Lately, though, it's just been Howard Dean's scream on a 10-hour loop. I can't figure out what's wrong with my app, but give HHR a listen because it's great. Even when it's just Dean's scream with a little TM. Bye.
Oh, that's great.
Love
well,
that.
We're sorry about that, but it does sound like your podcast player is working exactly as intended. So that is correct. It is working.
Well, speaking of screams, Aaron, I just looked this up. It seems like the Tusken Raiders in Star Wars, the Star Wars universe, are not just screaming at nothing. They're actually looking up at the sky, screaming at something very particular. Aaron, do you know what the Tusken Raiders are screaming at?
God. No.
Whoa.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Starring Aaron Cheatham and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Wow, what a note to end on.
Do you think I'll get in trouble for that?
Well, technically, Jupiter is a god of the Roman persuasion, I believe.
Are you there, God? It's me.
I just can't believe that Tusken Raider got divorced from Heidi Klum. I guess you don't know what was going on with their personal lives or whatever, but...
He kept not balancing a ball on his nose.
Hey there, Colkins and Barrymores. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Ever wondered what it was like to be a child actor? Well, we got the answers for you. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.